The drama of the week is a download from the BBC.
Jen, is it allowed not to have your age on your gravestone? Or mentioned at the funeral?
I think you can do whatever you like under the circumstances.
Though there might be some tragic heroin mileage in people knowing you'd died young.
Yeah, although not quite as young as you said you were. It's a tough one.
It's a bastard.
Love of mine, someday you will die, but I'll be close behind. I'll follow you into the dark.
The thing is, you hope it's not going to be you. You believe it's not going to be you. If you pray, you pray it's not going to be you. And then it isn't you. It's your best friend.
Sissy, Maddie, if you don't come for breakfast now, I am chucking it in the bin.
That would be a bad waste. Some children have to eat muck and drugs, you know. I saw it in Comic Relief.
Full marks for being first one down, Billy, but you seem to have forgotten to get dressed.
I'm not going to school today.
Oh, fine. Well, I'll leave you here to do the washing. Oh, and the gas bill needs paying.
Mum, I'm not 55. I'm 5.
Exactly. Now go and get dressed.
What about my pancake?
Oh, pancakes? On a weekday?
Get off for the kids. Mm. I said I'd do the pancakes if they got dressed and ready on time.
Oh, well, that's worked out great then.
Twins, get down here now.
Mum, we're separate human beings, you know.
Yeah, Mum.
I knew you were separate, but human beings, that's news.
Ha-ha.
Can I have syrup and Nutella?
Oh, why not just sprinkle sugar straight onto your tongue to top it off?
Mum, Billy's licking the Nutella lid.
Oh, Matt, stop him licking the lid.
Oh, too late. Licked.
Have you done their snacks and school bags?
Well, I haven't had my breakfast yet.
Oh, whereas I've gorged on pancakes and maple syrup.
All right.
Everyone of school 8 has just missed their bus.
Oh, what?
I was meant to meet.
Okay, I'll drive you, leaving in 10 minutes. I've got a busy day.
No, I was going to take the car.
And I was going to have a different life, one where I'm not screaming at 4 people every morning, but you can't have everything you want, can you?
I didn't know they did this one-stop clinic thing.
Thank God. I'm not waiting weeks to find out I've only got weeks to live.
You'll be fine.
Oh, really? Let's go home then.
What ticket number are you?
037, my lucky number.
Is it?
No. Who has 037 as their lucky number? Oh, no.
What?
Oh, I'm wearing my really manky bra.
You're having a breast checkup. You're not going on a date.
Oh, talking of which, how's the perpetual boyfriend?
Nick is fine. Sends his love. And not everyone wants to be married.
037.
Oh, yes, me!
Good luck.
What do you mean, good luck? You're coming with me.
Oh.
Hello, Michael Harris, chief consultant. Which one is...
Lizzie, this is my friend Jen.
Ah. So, your GP referred you because of a lump in your...
Right breast here.
And you've had this lump for about 3 months... Are your breasts generally lumpy?
A bit, yeah, during my period.
Well, luckily that's perfectly normal.
Yeah, I know, it's just this one's a bit different.
Right, Lizzie. If you'd like to take off your top half and lie down there behind the curtain, we'll do a manual palpation. Nurse Dawn?
Over here, Lizzie.
I'll just stay here then, shall I?
I'll let you know if I need a second opinion. Arms behind your head, please. Good. Any significant changes to your nipple?
No.
And no change in your left breast?
No.
Thank you. You can dress. I'll see you later.
So, you wait outside and someone will call you for your ultrasound.
OK.
Right, I'll just dab a bit of gel on the area.
Jen, pathetic behaviour.
Not sure I can see... Where is it exactly?
Oh, yeah, there it is. It's not very big, it's quite solid.
Ah, OK.
So, what do you think?
You'll have to discuss it with your consultant.
Do we talk to him now?
After the mammogram.
Feet apart. Now, grab that handle. Lean in. That's it.
Oh, that's a good look.
Are we finished?
Nearly. I know it's horrid, love, but you're a nice normal size. Some women have to do 2 separate mammograms for each breast.
Ooh, wow.
Now, deep breath. That's it. There. Hold on.
Right. With these results combined, I don't think we have anything to worry about.
Really? So what's the lump?
What you have is a thickening of the breast tissue. Instances of breast cancer in women under 40 are still pretty rare, thankfully.
So no needle test thingy?
No, no need. Nurse Dawn will make you a follow-up appointment on your way out.
Thank you so much.
That was a waste of an afternoon.
No, it's really good you went. Do you want to call Matt and let me know you're okay?
Well, I didn't tell him. He'd only start trying to diagnose me via Google. Thanks for coming with me, Jen.
No problem. You've got to take these things seriously.
Exactly. Now, let's get twatted.
So, we celebrated Lizzie being completely cancer-free with a bottle of Carver and a plate of chips. As younger women, we hadn't much experience of the disease. Our friend Suze worked in PR, and occasionally she'd drag us along to a cancer charity fundraiser. We'd go along, drink the free booze, and bid on the cheapest thing at the auction. Which is why several months after what became known as her scare, Lizzie and I were all dressed up, chugging cocktails in a fancy London hotel. This time the event was actually run by Suze's boss, who'd recently had treatment for a breast lump.
So, Suze, which one is she?
She's just about to speak. 40s, cropped hair, wafty dress.
Oh, the one you affectionately call skinny bitch?
Mm. Yeah, she usually is, but the chemo, you know, it's made her fat.
Oh, I see, I thought chemo made you thin.
Well, first she went all, look at me, I'm size zero, then poof! It's like she'd been pumped up.
She should do that peroxide crop thing they do.
They?
You know, cancer people.
Cancer people?
Yeah. Although tip too far with the blonde razor cut and your Pat Butcher.
My boss said it grows back all curly, a bit puby.
Oh, I think I'd wig it.
Hello, sorry everybody. Well, I just wanted to say welcome and thank you everyone for coming. We'll have the auction total for you in a moment. The DJ is about to start, but before that, remember there are dozens of ways in which you can get involved to help raise money. Sell pink poses, do a fun run in one of our official pink bras.
I've been looking everywhere for a pink bra. What do I have to do the run to get one?
God, our kids are here.
God, that can't be easy.
Shouldn't they be in bed?
Shouldn't they be in boarding school?
Suze!
Kidding. Want a cupcake?
God, I feel sick. I've already had three.
Honestly,
you got away with bidding for a plate of buns and I end up shelling out a fortune for a designer top that doesn't fit me.
Look at it. Bloody designers just give their cast-offs to charity auctions. Is that an armhole or is that a pocket?
Suze, it's all for a good cause.
She's coming over. Remember, I'm at work here. Behave.
Thanks for coming, ladies. We've already raised twice as much as we'd hoped tonight.
Oh, that's brilliant. You must be exhausted.
Oh, I'm fine. I finished the chemo last week, so hopefully now I'll lose some weight. I'm the size of a hippo. Suze, come and say hi to the kids before they go.
Try and stop me.
She is pretty incredible. How'd she do it?
Denial.
How was the party?
Not a party. It was a fundraiser.
Oh, sorry. What the hell is that?
It's a designer cashmere. Sweater vest scarf, you think?
Great. We really needed one of those. Do you want a cuppa?
Best bit of going out. Coming home. Oh.
So, I've got some news.
You're pregnant.
No, I wish. I've been asked to interview for a job.
But you've already got a job.
A better job. In New York.
Oh, la la! That's exciting.
So you'd seriously consider living in New York?
Hi, I'm Jen. Have we met?
Of course! I've always wanted to live there.
It's just an interview, though. A week in Manhattan, anyone?
I'll go and pack right now.
Are you coming to bed anytime soon?
I have an extensive beauty routine, as you well know.
What is it that you actually do?
We've been together for 10 years, and you still ask me that? I take off my makeup, I cleanse, I dab, I squeeze, I slap on serum, cream, and wrinkle eraser.
Yeah, I was hoping to have sex, but in the moment may have gone. Come here. You always look beautiful. Should be having to wake the kids.
Ow.
What did I do?
Oh, bloody underwired bra.
Oh, yeah, allow me.
I like Brester's different.
I think they're both beautiful.
Look in the mirror, it's different, doesn't match.
What? Did that second tissue thing?
Well, that makes me sound like a box of Kleenex. Ow! Oh, don't.
I'm sorry. Well, you should go back and see that doctor then. I don't like having my favourite body part off limits.
I love how it's suddenly all about you.
Oh, wow. Nick, look. Look at that skyline. It's just like it is in the movies.
Don't get too excited. We don't own the New York skyline yet.
Oh, yeah.
How do I look?
Like the perfect man for the job. Apart from that nose hair, let me just...
Ow!
Sorry. Oh. No, seriously. They do notice that sort of thing out here.
Bloody hell. I think they'll notice more if a bit of my brain trickles out my nostril.
Oh. Such a girl.
Sorry, the gel's a bit cold.
Ooh, yes. I remember the ultrasound from when I was pregnant. I could never make out where the baby was. I think I was gazing lovingly at its head and it would turn out to be my own bladder.
You have to know what you're looking for.
And what are you looking for?
So, Elizabeth, now, you remember how the mammogram works? Right, now stand very close. Grip the machine with that arm.
Ah, it's not pleasant.
How long does it look like this?
About a month, maybe, 6 weeks.
Your friend not with you today?
No, she went all the way to America to avoid it.
So, when you've got your top back on, we'll go through for the biopsy.
The needle test thingy.
Uh-huh.
I apologise for the long wait. Please have a seat.
I'm under another consultant, Mr. Harris.
I'm Mr. Sims. Mr. Harris's team have referred this on to me.
Right. So...
So that we can plan your treatment.
Treatment for what?
Your breast cancer.
I'm sorry?
You have cancer. I thought you knew.
No, I didn't know.
You should have been told. This is very awkward for me.
It's quite awkward for me too. I knew there were more tests this time, but no one actually said. So I have cancer?
I'm afraid so.
Wow. This is what... This is what happens when cancer, you find out you have cancer, have you find out you when happens what this is. Cancer.
We'll have to start treatment right away.
Thank you for calling the helpline.
Please. Help me, I don't know what to do. Tell me what to do. I've just been told I've got breast cancer. How do I tell my kids? How do I tell my husband? Please, someone tell me what to do.
Lizzie, come to bed, it's 3 a.m.
Coming! Oh, God, what's the bloody number?
Hey, do you want to get a cocktail? There's a bar at the top of the Delancey.
To celebrate?
Well, we don't know yet.
But you didn't throw up or wee down your leg or giggle uncontrollably?
No. That's because I am a responsible adult. I'm not a nut job like you.
Lizzie? What time is it there? It's late. How did Nick's interview go?
Oh, that's so sweet of you. God, it's hard to tell. You know, they say everything's great over here.
I don't want you to go and live in America.
Lizzie, what's the matter?
Breast cancer. I've got breast cancer.
What? Oh, Jesus!
I start chemo on Monday. They zap me for 6 weeks, shrink the tumours and then cut off both my breasts.
I'm getting the next flight home.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now beginning our descent into London Heathrow.
I'd had these thunderbolt calls from Lizzie ever since I'd known her. She lived hard, loved passionately.
So, of course, she had to get ill hard. It had to be the king of diseases. The most extreme. It had to be cancer.
Hello.
Sausage.
Thank you.
Coming.
No, Nick.
You got through to the next round.
Let me help you with your bag.
No, 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 you mustn't lift
it. Oh, come on, I'm fine. It's not arm cancer.
Lizzie, I don't understand. Was the benign lump that you had when we went before actually malignant? Or is this a new lump?
Well, it might have been benign, but mammograms and ultrasound don't always pick it up in the early stages.
You should have gone back sooner.
Well, stop talking like it's too late.
If one of the kids had been ill, you'd have been...
I know, but once you've been told it's okay, you don't believe it'll change.
Well, how could it have got so big so quickly?
It's aggressive, like you, Jesus.
Is it contained?
In my body, yes.
You know what I mean. Well, what else did he say?
Well, they won't know till they operate. And then they check the lymph nodes or something.
What have you told the children?
Well, just that I'm a bit poorly and have to have a course of medicine to make me better. What else is there to say?
Oh, what time do you have to be at the hospital tomorrow?
Lunchtime. Jen's meeting me there.
So when's the hair fall out?
When I get back from chemo, I'll be totally bald.
No.
Of course not. Doesn't instantly fly off your head. Some people don't lose their hair at all.
So you could be lucky.
Define lucky.
You always said if I went bald, you'd have to dump me. So...
I wouldn't blame you if you walked out.
Never.
What if I've got a weird head, though? I'm hoping I'll look like Nefertiti, but I might look more like Uncle Fester.
Yeah, well, no, if you've got the Uncle Fester head, I'm definitely out the door.
I'm a bit scared, Matt.
I know, baby. I know.
So where do you want me to sit? What's the etiquette?
Ooh, chemotherapy etiquette. I like that. There should be a book like Debrett's, Chem Etiquette. Where should my friend sit, Nurse Sean?
Oh, where she likes. But the chair might work best.
Oh, right, OK. I've got a stack of magazines, some funny things to show you on YouTube.
Sounds like a fun sleepover. Can I come? OK, Lizzie, show me the veins. This one looks beautiful.
Yay, I've got beautiful veins.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, a bit of a monster, the old chemo needle.
Oh.
Well done, Lizzie. Good girl. Now sit back and enjoy the next few hours. Jen, you're in charge of the cardboard kidney bowl supply.
Oh, yeah, I do feel a bit queasy, actually.
Oh, do you want one of my anti-nausea tablets?
Yes, please.
Girls, we're not in Glastonbury. You can't just swap pills. I'll keep checking in. Buzz if you need me.
So, what happens now?
We sit and wait until all the nice cancer-killing potion from there is here. Feels like we've been here all day.
Yeah, but we have.
And last night, Matt started freaking out about the baldness.
He is going a bit thin on top.
So I went for a wig fitting earlier.
What? Where?
At the hospital. Close your eyes.
Come on, what's going on?
Shh, wait. Okay, open. Oh, lordy. I look cool, right? Like Uma Thurman in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Oh, piss off. Of course I don't. I look like Richard III. Oh, nice. Yeah, very supportive. I've got a purple rinse for the weekend.
Sorry, we have got to go shopping.
For a balaclava.
For a nice wig that doesn't look like roadkill.
Oh, be quiet. I'm trying to get on with it.
Can you be quiet?
Dad, this is boring. Can we watch SpongeBob SquarePants?
No.
This is so boring.
No, listen. The amount of time you spent complaining about doing the homework, you could have done the whole lot.
It's more fun when Mum does it.
And when Mum does it with him, he says it's more fun when you do it, Dad.
Yeah, well, it's Mum's chemo date, so she'll be back late. Just get on with it, Billy. Dad, can I have a chalky Bic-Bic? Mum lets me.
Where's my gymnastics kit?
Where is it normally?
Mum puts it out on the bed. Do you even know when any of our after-school clubs are?
Can we not have a Dad's Crap, Mum's Great contest, please? Billy, just do your homework, OK? And girls, sort it out. You're old enough to know where your own gym kits are, for crying out loud.
Mum!
Bye,
Amy, how come I'm so popular all of a sudden?
Dad's been mean.
Oh, sorry to hear that, darling. He's a very mean man. That's why I chose him to be your father.
Yeah, can you deal with him, please? I'm backed up with work.
Yeah, fine. I'll deal with him right after I've thrown up in the sink. So you've got Blue Bear, Silent Monkey and your Nerf gun to snuggle. Light on or off?
Can you leave it on? Mummy, what does the chemo feel like?
Oh, what does chemo feel like? Well, it's a bit like if someone poured icy water under your skin. Or sometimes itching powder.
Oh, that sounds funny.
Night, darling. Love you.
Love you, Mummy.
And what did it really feel like? Well, everyone's different. At first it wasn't too bad. Then the second time, the nausea set in. Sharp like a stab to the stomach. Sometimes it takes me over in a big wave and I have to lie down, tearful, and wait for it to pass. My eyelids droop, the muscles in my thighs twitch, and my abdomen expands with food my body can't digest. My skin itches, hot, then cold. I go home thinking about all the jobs I have to do. I crawl onto the bed, and this absolute mind-numbing exhaustion sweeps over me. I emerge hours later, dopey, desperate for the loo, and I nearly pass out when I see that my urine has turned bright red. Gets me every time. Apart from that, chemotherapy's a doddle.
Welcome back, honey.
Home sweet home. Now, where's my 24-hour room service?
In this boutique hotel, we call it the fridge.
Jen, guess what? I got the job.
Yay! That's brilliant!
Yeah. Oh. They're giving me a couple of months to find a place and they're sorting out my visa. So we'll need to do yours too.
My visa?
Yeah, so you can work there. What?
Lizzie's got the operation soon.
Right. And?
She needs me.
I need you.
Well, you want me. You don't need me.
All right. Nanny McPhee. Calm down. Join me when you can.
Okay. Good. Nick, I love you.
I love you back. Now, how about we have a little go at making that baby we've been talking about.
Excellent spree. Two great wigs, one a bit like your normal hair.
And one that makes me look like a porn star.
Well, it's something for everyone then, isn't it? That would be Gemma. She'll sort you out.
You sure she knows what she's doing?
Well, I hope so. She's a professional stylist. Hi, Gemma, come in.
Hi, Jenny.
You're all right. Come in. This is Lizzie.
Hi, Jenny.
Hello. Lizzie. Wine, anyone? Gemma, do you want some?
No, I'd better wait till after I've styled Lizzie's hair.
What, wigs?
Wigs, right. I can shave your head for you too, though, if you like.
Oh, what, now?
I would. I mean, it won't be long before...
What, full boiled egg?
Well, there's the baby chick stage first.
Oh, sounds quite sweet.
On a baby chick, yes. Then it goes very quickly to the person from Victorian Insane Asylum look.
Oh, you sound like you know what you're talking about.
Been there, with my mum.
Oh, your mum's got cancer. I'm sorry.
Oh, in remission. 3 years clear.
Ah, positive cancer stories. That's what we like.
There you go. Here, Lizzie, glass of wine.
Ready?
Do it.
First the hair, next the breasts, the signifiers of femininity, of being a woman. Lizzie was pretending to be breezy, but I could see the pain in her eyes as she looked in the mirror. Her lovely, shiny, swishy hair. Used to such good effect over the years. Hair that said, I'm fierce, I'm fashion, or I'm vulnerable. Lustrous when pregnant, swept up when busy, Lizzie and her hair, always perfect. Now gone.
Hi, team, I'm home.
Oh, it's just me here. Dropped Billy off at football.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Did he have his snack?
Oh, he begged me for sweets, but I said no. Then I felt bad, so I let him have an ice cream. Oh, you look terrible, my love.
Thanks. I'll look a lot worse when I do this. Oh, relief.
Lizzie, at least put a scarf over that poor head. Should it be so blotchy?
Mum, stop tidying and have a cuppa.
Oh, it's a tip in here. There was a pair of underpants in the dishwasher.
Yeah, that was Billy trying to help.
You should let me help more.
You are helping.
I popped to church for you again yesterday.
Oh, the cancer's probably gone then.
No need for that.
Oh, Mum, please don't tell me off. I'm not in the mood. Oh, God, is that the time? I've got to pick the twins up from swimming.
You won't talk to me. It helps me to go to Mass. I read a very good article this week. Apparently, past lifestyle plays a big part.
Here we go. I've got cancer because I smoked and drank and slept around when I was younger, you mean?
Don't say it like that.
Can you just be my mum? Try not to judge me. Bake me a cake or something.
You don't want cake.
Bake me a cake, Mum, please.
There you go.
Cheers. So, how's work?
Yeah, work's full on.
Have they been good about, you know, Lizzie?
Yeah, pretty good. End of the day, though, it's not their fault she's got cancer. They're trying to run a business.
And you? How are you?
I don't know. I've literally no idea how I feel. What I feel, yeah. Actually, I think it's best not to feel. I'm getting through. Jen's been great.
That's what Jen does.
Yeah. Anyway, I spend all my time managing domestic crises. I consider myself a capable bloke, you know? But did you know if you don't clean fluff out of a tumble dryer, it stops working?
Right. And who knew you can't put dishwasher salt on your boiled egg?
Yeah, well, everybody.
You're going to need a hell of a good holiday when this is all over.
Over? I can't see beyond next week.
OK, hold still, Lizzie. Sorry, veins collapsed again.
Oh, OK, it's getting harder to find a place to put the needle in.
We need to get you a port, young lady.
It's a bit early for that.
No, it's basically a little plastic plug hole near the collarbone. Then we just pump the drugs into that.
Sounds attractive. Any port in a storm? Ow, Sean.
Well, that's for the crappy pun. Needles in. Well done.
How many more sessions now?
Well, according to my multidisciplinary team,
we
wait until the tumours have shrunk enough to operate.
I'll leave you two to gossip.
We do not gossip, thank you. We discuss our friends with compassion and intellectual rigour.
And then we slag them off.
Yeah, right.
Sean, am I your favourite patient?
If by favourite you mean my most demanding, then yes, darling, you are.
How dare you? Now fetch me some tea this instant and some for my elderly companion.
Oi!
Oh, I love Sean. I burst into tears all over him the other day.
Oh, sweetie, why?
Well, sometimes when I'm here I feel so low. I just want Sean to put his big tattooed arms around me and tell me everything's okay.
Can Matt not do that?
He's only got one rubbish tattoo. Says Arsenal. His mate did it when he was 14. How when he bends his arm, it just reads Arsenal.
You know what I mean. Mm. Do you talk?
Well, he's squeamish about physical things, like missed periods.
Oh, no. Is it the dreaded early menopause because of the chemo?
Well, my particular drug doesn't automatically affect fertility.
So?
Oh, my God!
Are you pregnant? Lizzie! Oh. Wow!
Jen, I can't have a baby. You have to be in remission for at least 2 years before you can even contemplate it.
Oh, yeah, of course. Idiot.
Sorry.
Idiot.
Jen, I'm sorry. It must feel shit. I know you're the one who's trying.
Hey, you didn't do it to spite me. Or did you? Seriously, though. What are you going to do?
Well, options are limited. In fact, there are no options.
Oh, love you, poor thing. Come here.
Don't hug me. You'll pull my tubes out.
To be honest, I'd been feeling pretty rubbish myself. Headaches, sick, tired. But I didn't have time to think about it. I didn't want to think about it. So I just kept going, ignoring the signs.
How about a neck rub?
Another one. Unless it's really a prelude to sex. I'm not up for it.
You're never up for it. I thought we were trying to have a baby.
Oh, I'm not a machine.
Jesus, why are you so tense?
Got a best friend with cancer, you might have noticed.
Hey, don't make me into the bastard for wanting to be close to you, okay? Listen,
The new dates have come through.
For what?
The New York job. So now they want me there as soon as I can pack my bags.
Make them wait.
Don't answer that. We need to talk.
It's Lizzie.
Poor little thing must have been so messed up it couldn't survive. I just sat in the bath and watched the water turn red with blood.
You need to get checked out at the hospital. Shall I come over?
Oh, no, I went already. Had to go to the maternity wing, where Billy was born. I saw that shouty midwife who was obsessed with breastfeeding. The one who used to yell, "Get it latched on!"
Yeah. Didn't Matt's dad fancy her?
Oh, what when he managed to take his eyes off my sore tits as I struggled to feed the baby.
Squirting him in the eye with a jet of milk was excellent revenge.
I think he liked it, filthy old perv. Seems that, like only yesterday, I was feeding my newborn. Soon it'll all be taken away.
I'm sorry about earlier. I do understand.
I know. I'm sorry too.
Lizzie wouldn't want you to put your life on hold, my love. Sometimes you need to be more selfish.
You have no idea how selfish I am. Each day I wake up and thank God it isn't happening to me.
Right, that list is breakfast, that one's packed lunches, and that's dinner. They're all in the freezer.
I can cook.
I know, just as backup. God, that coffee smells good.
Can't you even have a little sip?
Nail by mouth, which I believe is doctor speak for nail by mouth. List over there is for school bags, and this list is after school clubs.
We'll cope.
Oh, 6 a.m, that's Jen, she's outside.
Okay, all set, I'll put it there.
Oh, let me just grab that school phone from off the bench.
All right, I'll take a different one. Billy looks like a little chimp.
Yeah, but he's my little chimp.
All right, come on, let's go.
I love this song. Play it at my funeral.
Shut up.
Remember, I want to be buried with my heels on.
Liz, I'm taking you to the hospital, OK? Not to the vet to have you put down.
Are we allowed to park here?
If you get a ticket, just play the cancer card.
Will we see Mum after school?
See what your dad says. I'll pick you up and he'll call us.
What did they do with them once they cut them out?
What?
The cancer lumps.
They will examine them. Your mum has said that they can use it for research. Billy, put that down. You're not bringing that with you.
Lizzie, Matt, any other questions about the anaesthetic before we go down to theatre?
Do I stay here?
You can come to pre-op with us.
Right, 8 o'clock. Group hug.
Your mum wrote that on the checklist.
Oh, tighter, tighter.
Okay, I love you. You've been brilliant. Have a good day. Did I do it right?
Mum always says, see ya. Wouldn't want to be ya.
See ya. Wouldn't want... Now go, or we'll all be late.
All right, Lizzie?
I think so.
Anaesthetic's in place, Lizzie. Count back from 10, 9, 8, 7...
Matt,
six,
give your wife a kiss. 5, 4...
OK, bye-bye, darling. I will see you later.
She's out.
Lizzie... I'm really sorry.
She's in good hands.
Mr. Harris's team have referred this on to me.
Right. So...
So that we can plan your treatment.
Lizzie!
Treatment for what?
What's the matter?
Your breast cancer.
I'm a bit scared, Matt.
Hello, baby. Sit back and enjoy the next few hours.
Mummy, what does the chemo feel like?
Right. This is breakfast, that one's packed lunches, and that's dinner. God, that coffee smells good.
Liz, I'm taking you to the hospital.
Anesthetic's in place, Lizzie. Count back from 10, 9, 8, 7,
Matt,
give your wife a kiss.
5, 4.
Okay, bye, darling.
They've been operating for 3 hours already.
It's a big procedure, Pat.
She's so thin. How will her body cope? Won't she just cave in?
They wouldn't do it if they didn't think she could take it.
She's got a will of iron. That's something we've got in common. I wish she'd talk to me, Jen.
She doesn't want to worry you.
We've not always had the best mother-daughter relationship. And now, well...
Never too late. She needs you, Pat.
She tolerates me. I remember when her dad left. She would have been the twins' age. She didn't cry. Not once.
You're her mum. Of course she needs you. Another cuppa.
Oh, I could do with something stronger.
Oh, have a shot of brandy. I'll collect the kids later.
Poor little mites.
Well, we've just got to be positive and they'll take our lead.
No kids for you yet, Jen?
Not yet. We're thinking about it.
Don't think about it too long. Never know what's waiting round the corner.
Waking from anaesthesia is not like any other wakening. Your body has been tricked. There is not a presence of sleep, just an absence of consciousness. But your body's sense of self is very much around. Apparently it's quite common for people to cry out with pain. It haunts me, this knowledge. Time, real time has passed. My body has been tortured horribly. And I wasn't there to defend it. I allowed it to happen. Even as real tears coursed down my cheeks from under my closed, not sleeping eyelids, I went under anaesthesia a butterfly and came out a caterpillar. A tubular thing. A shape with no meaning.
Hello, Lizzie. I'm going to have a little drink. Here we are.
Sorry.
You don't need to be sorry.
Is everything all right?
All very successful. Mr. Sims is awfully good, you know.
I'm so glad.
Yes, now. You've done really well.
So I lie here, warm from the morphine coursing through me. And I wallow in the knowledge that no one expects anything from me. Not now.
Is she dead? Shh! Billy!
What happens if I pull this tube? I can see blood on the sheet.
Shh! Are you sure about bringing the kids, Matt?
Mum, leave them.
Oh, you're awake!
Mummy!
Careful with Mummy, don't hug too hard.
You've got a peg on your finger. We got you chocolates.
And grapes. Look.
I said you wouldn't want grapes.
Oh, they're lovely.
Did they get all the lumps out?
All of them. Got my lymph nodes too.
Oh, can I see?
Billy!
Jen! Mum's all alive.
Great news. Can we kiss her?
She hurts. You can kiss her hand.
Oh, yeah, she always makes me do that. And curtsy.
They got it all out, Jen. All gone.
Well done, darling. How long before you can come home?
They reckon the weekend, if they can take the drains out.
In time for your birthday. Any requests?
New breasts?
Lizzie!
Don't pack all your winter things now. I'll bring them when I come.
If you come.
I will. I'll be there soon.
Right. You sure there won't be a next thing, another obstacle?
Obstacle? Lizzie's sick. She's not a roadblock.
But we don't know how long it will go on, do we?
You mean how long she's got?
No. God. Look, wouldn't it be easier if you could just devote yourself to her?
What do you mean?
I need to get on with my life. We're always waiting. We're waiting for it to be all right, waiting for the time to be good. The time is now.
Where's this come from? I love you.
And I love you. But I feel bad demanding your attention. Look.
No, no, Nick, don't say it.
I think it'd be best for both of us if we go our separate ways.
Did you like the welcome home mum picture?
Hilarious. Especially Billy's drawing of my bosoms being thrown in the bin. Can you grab my toothbrush from my suitcase?
Mm. Where is it?
Sponge bag.
Sponge bag. Nope.
That's probably my makeup bag.
Okay.
Oh, God, just leave it.
No, it's fine, I've got it. Wow, Lizzie, what are you doing? I thought you were supposed to keep the bandages on.
I had to sit.
Oh, darling, don't cry. It's okay. Look, let's put this towel around you.
I can't even lift my arms. You're going to have to clean my teeth.
Happy birthday, dear Mummy. Happy birthday to you.
Blow the candles out, Mum.
Oh, there are so many. I need some help.
Yay!
Oh, crikey. Right, well, thank you. Thanks to Billy for the lovely homemade present. To Dad for forcing Billy to make the lovely present.
Dad, what's the matter?
I'm fine.
And to Maddie and Sissy for my new nail polishes.
And you get a free mani-pedi from us as part of the deal.
Oh, excellent. thanks to Jen for the champers.
Cheers.
And last but by no means least, thanks to Nana Pat, my mum, for baking the brilliant cake.
It went funny. Too much baking powder.
It looks delicious. And I know it's all been a bit tricky lately and I've not been around much, but it's important you know that wherever I am, you lot are always in here.
What? In your ribs?
Her heart, Billy. Her heart.
Next year, the cake won't be wonky.
It's perfect this year, Mum. Perfect. Right, let's dig in. Oh, good news. They've set a date for the reconstruction.
Oh, great.
I'll have to wait for nipples, apparently, but hey, I can stick buttons down my bra.
Oh, yeah, I'll enjoy that.
Matt's taking me out to celebrate. I'm going to get him drunk and take advantage of him. Jen, you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You don't sound it. You don't sound like Jen.
Well, I am. Oh, Jen, 100%.
When does Nick go back?
Oh, any minute.
Oh, so selfish of him. How are you ever going to have a baby if he keeps buggering off?
Well, oh, indeed.
Let's just do it here.
In your kitchen?
Why not? Easy to clean surfaces. What? What is it?
Sorry, I'm sorry, Lizzie. I'm worried I might hurt you.
You won't. I want it.
I can't. I'm sorry, I can't. So, cheers, mate. Here's to New York. You're off in the morning?
Mm-hmm. First thing.
I'm going to miss our drinking sessions.
Yeah, me too. How's things?
We argue a lot. BC, before cancer. We'd row. You know, we'd kiss at makeup.
What about now?
The other night... God.
What happened?
I'm not proud of myself. We're about to, you know, and I looked at her body, the body I used to worship, and
Hey, come on, mate.
Sorry. She saw it in my eyes, Nick. She saw it.
Have you spoken to anybody? I mean, somebody that could help.
What, therapy? What's there to say, eh? My wife's got a life-threatening illness and I'm a shallow ass.
Isn't there some sort of husband's counselling network thing?
Well, Lizzie's support group are at our house tonight. Drinking Chardonnay, sharing mastectomy stories and wearing optimistic hats.
Can you not share, too?
What, showing my appendix scar? Not my style, Nick.
Antidepressants?
They'll be giving in.
So when does Jane come out and join you?
Me and Jen broke up.
What? Lizzie didn't say anything?
No, Jen doesn't want Lizzie to know. She doesn't want to upset her.
You two can't break up. That's not possible.
It's very possible. She can't commit to anything. I don't know how she really feels. But if she doesn't want to be with me in New York, I want to be free to start again. I want a family, Matt. I can't keep waiting for something that might never happen. Believe me, it's not an easy decision.
Hmm. Yeah, well, things may be messed up with Lizzie. Right here, right now. I can't imagine a single day without her.
Right, well, the good news is the blood tests reveal you don't have a thyroid condition.
Oh, good. Great, great.
You are slightly anemic, though, Jennifer, but that might have something to do with the pregnancy.
Oh, I'm not pregnant.
Well, according to these results, you are.
Of course I'd wondered, but I dismissed it as stress. I felt blank. The man I loved had just walked out. I couldn't bring myself to tell my best friend. I couldn't ask her to be happy for me. So I shut down. I told no one and carried on as if nothing had happened.
Right. Kids are all in bed. Billy said to leave the light on.
Did you?
Nope. I told him not to be such a baby or I'd lock him in the cupboard.
Nah.
Of course I did. Anyway, remember this?
What is it?
It's a sweater vest, scarfy neck, snood thing. I was having a spring clean and I thought you might like it.
Why don't you want it?
Well, I've put on a bit of weight and you're so tiny.
Ah, thanks to the cancer diet.
I bid for it at that charity auction last year.
God, don't talk to me about charity auctions, fundraising dinners, or worst of all, bloody fun runs.
All right, all right. I take it you won't be coming along to support the Race for Life on Saturday.
Oh, I've tried to do my bit, Jen. I gave a talk to the twins class, all positive and let's beat cancer. But honestly, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of models posing in cute T-shirts, sick of movie stars with tiny tasteful ribbons pinned on their couture gowns as they prance up the red carpet. I'm sick of the whole let's have a laugh for charity nonsense. I've got cancer. It's grim. I've got no tits. It's grim.
People are just trying to raise money and awareness. They're trying to help fight it the best they can.
The whole fight thing? We're all on a big crusade, but there's nothing any of us can do, is there? I can't stab the cancer to death or set fire to it. My veins have collapsed. I'm virtually bald. I've been sick so often the bile is rotting my teeth. How does any of it help me?
Sorry, it was stupid of me. Give me the jumper, scarf, snood thingy back. I'll give it to someone.
No way, give it back. If designer cashmere, I'm having that, even if it is a bit last season.
I understood Lizzie. Why should every woman with breast cancer be a shining light, a hero? But I needed to witness some hope. I went to the Race for Life run. There, in front of me, were thousands of women, many dressed in pink, wearing T-shirts with photos on them, or bearing names of loved ones, dead and alive, people waging their own wars. They started running, a stream of bodies, a living, breathing mass of hope, running onwards, moving forward. Because what else is there to do?
And one friend actually asked me if I was going to get a pair of double Ds and come out looking like Katie Price.
Actually, we need to hold off on that procedure, Lizzie.
Oh, please don't look at me like that. I know that look.
We need to try you on a new course of drugs.
Oh, no, God, no. More chemo.
Different chemo, if you decide to have it.
But I haven't even got any breasts.
That's not where the issue is.
Blimey. This place is a bit posh. Are we celebrating? Lizzie?
Well... It finally got there. The cancer found its way to my brain.
No. No. No.
Metastatic brain tumours. The consultant could actually see them lurking when he shone the light into my eyes. No wonder I couldn't think straight.
But I thought you were getting the reconstruction.
So did I. The cancer has crossed the Rubicon. Jen, look at me.
really having this conversation?
Very much so. You've known me longer than anyone. It's your job to tell the children who I really was. Don't let them forget me. Tell them the things we did. You're my expert witness, Jen.
Are you sure you want them to know about you trying to punch a policeman and then throwing up in the bin?
I did the student years. But never stopped telling them I loved them.
Are we ready to order food?
I think we'll just have another bottle of this.
Sometimes I try to imagine the colour of cancer. I picture a spongy green-black tar, slippery and acrid, smelling of hell. Or maybe it's like a spider's web or a sea anemone, beautiful and stealthy. It doesn't scare me anymore. It's done its worst. I'm ahead of it. I'm on to the next act.
So, Mum, I think black on your fingernails.
And neon pink on your toes.
Love it.
Can I take your wedding ring off, Mum? Give your hand a massage.
Oh, I don't think it'll come off, darling.
Why are your hands so swollen?
All of me is swollen now. It's the steroids, darling.
Can't they put something in your chemo to help it?
I'm probably going to be stopping the chemo soon.
Because you're better.
No, sweetie, I'm not better.
So what's the point of all the chemo?
To keep me alive.
So if they stop it, then... Mum, just tell us the truth.
Unfortunately, the cancer has spread.
No!
Are you going to die?
Why are you asking her that?
When? How long?
I don't know is the truth.
So we just have to sit and wait? You told us every night when you put us to bed that you'd always watch over us.
And I will.
Where exactly are you going to be watching from? Heaven, because you don't even believe it exists.
Oh, darlings, come here.
No! You can't just hug us and pretend it's all fine.
It's all right for Sissy to be angry. You can shout if you want.
I'm not angry, Mum. I'm frightened.
So, Bill, you might be feeling a bit upset with Mummy at the moment because, you know, she can't run around with you so much.
Well, she didn't run around with me much anyway because of her high heels.
Well, she doesn't always wear heels. You remember that great kickabout we all had at the park?
Oh, yeah. But now she wears flat shoes all the time and she still doesn't run around with me.
Well, that's because now she's poorly.
Well, maybe when she's better, she can wear her trainers and we can have a great kickabout.
Yeah, maybe.
Lizzie was free-falling, no parachute. My heart was breaking into pieces under the weight of it all. Any minute now, her children were going to be robbed. The absence of Nick weighed heavily. The baby inside me stirred and rumbled. I didn't know where to place my grief. There I was, alive and well and full of new life. What right did I have to be in pain?
Okay, let me read you the birthday columns. Guess how old Donatella Versace is today?
Ooh.
Photo.
10. Only let them have nice pictures of me in the church.
What church?
I want a church service. I know, hypocrite, right?
Well, you might as well hedge your bets.
I make sure everyone cries a lot.
Not a problem.
Oh, and I need you to find me something to wear. Something flattering and beautiful. And my makeup.
Yes?
Will you ask Gemma to do it?
What, you want an open casket?
No, I want to go off looking my best.
Sorry, Lizzie. I don't know if I can do this.
Well, I'll get used to it, Jen. I've had to.
Actually, I won't get used to it. If you hadn't been so flippant about going back to the consultant when you should have...
Good time to have a rant about that now, and I'm coughing up blood clots.
Well, do you want me to quote some statistics? A six-month delay can reduce survival chances by 10%.
I've had enough of being sliced open, sewn up and pumped full of drugs. My skin feels like it's bursting. I can't move off the sofa. I don't want to fight anymore.
Well, what exactly are you telling me?
I went to see a hospice today.
A hospice? Where people go to die? That's just giving up.
I didn't choose this. You chose to split up with Nick. Let's talk about that instead.
How did you know?
Nick told Matt. I thought we shared everything.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm sorry. I didn't want you to be stressed.
What right do you have to withhold information? To take away the one of the few areas where I can actually feel useful. I don't have shoulder cancer yet, Jen. It's still there for you to cry on.
Well, what's my unhappiness compared to what you're going through?
Oh, you always were a bit of a martyr. I just think it was sweet. Now it's just patronising.
You think I'm patronising? Well, wait till you get to the bloody hospital.
Where are you going?
I'm walking out on you. Turning my back. I've never done that before. Not when you promised to come on holiday with me when we were 12 and then went with another family.
Barcelona or Bournemouth. What would you have chosen?
Or when you wrote off my car. Or even when you snogged my first boyfriend. I have never turned my back on you. And now you're turning your back on me again and I can't forgive you.
I'm dying, Jen, in case you hadn't noticed.
Hadn't noticed? I'm the one that picks up after you and looks after your family. And if you're just going to bail, then I am too. I've got a baby to think about.
Beg your pardon, whose baby?
I'm pregnant.
How many months?
Several.
I told you the minute I saw the plus sign on the pee stick. You were there when my babies were born.
Well, you didn't even notice my bump. If you'd asked me, I couldn't have lied, but you didn't. And I couldn't face telling you
Something else I'd never see. Yeah, you're right, Jen. I think you should go.
Matt, would you bring me some more water?
Yeah, coming. Oh, bloody old patches. Full-time job.
Always was.
Yeah, you okay?
My writing's a bit shaky, but here, I've drawn up a list.
Of what? More shopping?
Potential partners for you.
But what?
So there's my sister. You've always liked her, and obviously she loves the kids, but she lives in Spain, and it would all probably be a tiny bit too weird.
A tiny bit?
Then there's Grace. She's a nice person.
I don't even know who she is.
Me too. She's got a kid in Billy's class. Slightly odd-shaped arse, but...
Have you been told to do this by your... bloody support group?
It helps to be open.
No, not this, Lizzie. Come on. I get it, OK? You want to be in control.
I want to take care of you. OK. So, in this box are letters to you and the kids, some notes and gifts for family and friends. And I want to make this list with you so I know you won't marry some horrible cow who doesn't love my children.
Why would I do that?
Look what happens when I don't help you choose which shirt to wear.
What's wrong with this shirt?
It's the colour of sick.
Suze Mason.
What?
Suze Mason. Put her on the list.
She'd send the kids off to boarding school.
Well, she's fit, though. Already divorced, no kids of her own. Perfect.
You're all right. This is a terrible idea.
How had Lizzie and I ended up here? Angry and abandoned. I tried to make things better by finding her something to wear as she'd requested. Was a challenge I wish never to repeat. In the shop, I looked at the tiny dress she would once have worn, not knowing how to buy it 5 times bigger for the bloated body she now inhabited. I compromised and sent her something in a size that wouldn't seem like I was trying to make a point. Matt said she cried when she opened the parcel because it was too small. And I cried when I heard that because... I was running out of time.
She certainly did her hospice research. I think we were buying a house. She managed to get a south-facing room.
This isn't like I imagined.
She's pushing away the people she loves, Jen, because she doesn't know how to show she cares.
It's the longest we've not spoken.
Come back, Jen. She needs you. We all need you.
Are you sure it won't upset her?
Trust me. Please. Congratulations, by the way.
Please don't tell Nick. I'm just not ready to deal with him.
Well, this one's Liz's room. She's on a morphine drip. Mm. She can hardly see, so you have to get very close.
I I know that pair of him.
Lizzie. It's me.
Oh, Jen. I'm so sorry. I don't know how to be so mean.
No, I'm sorry too. I was pathetic. I thought today about when I first saw you in the playground, surrounded by kids who wanted to be your friend. It was my first day, the new girl. Wrong uniform, wrong hair, no front teeth. Stupid woolly hat my mum made me wear. You came over and asked me if I had a packed lunch. I thought you were going to nick it like all the kids at my other school did. I nodded and you said,
come and sit beside me.
So I did. I'm still here, Lizzie. Beside you. Beside you all the way.
My little Jen. With a woolly hat.
Have you any idea how much I will miss you?
I'll always look out for you. Wherever I am.
How was it?
Oh, that.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, kids.
Hi, Jen.
Hi. Hi, Dad.
Hey.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
Oh, yes, not bad. Bit of a cold, but it seems to be going round.
OK, kids, just go on in and give your mum a very gentle hug.
How are the kids doing?
Oh, they don't usually like visiting. Rather frightening for them, and Billy said the place smells of wee. But today they all wanted to come.
Anything you need, Pat?
Oh, no. Everyone's been very good.
Give me a hug. You're freezing.
Can't seem to get warm. I should go in. The other day the kid short-circuited the electric bed.
So, they said it could be 3 weeks, 3 days or 3 hours.
Oh, God.
I'm terrified I might not be there when it happens. I want to leave on our own.
Shall I take the kids to mine?
Yeah, are you sure? Pat's exhausted.
Of course. I'll collect them later.
I went to the funeral home yesterday. Lizzie wants it to be all eco, you know, cardboard coffin, a lot. She's trying to manage every last detail.
Matt.
I know. She's my wife, my lover, my soulmate, and I'm sitting there trying to decide which box to put her in.
At night, I lie awake and listen to my breath. Sometimes, in the darkest part, I believe I can hear the celestial music of the heavens. Really, truly. The very distant sound of angels singing, of planets moving. It is luring me closer and closer. Perhaps everyone can hear this, but I don't think so. It's a reminder to me that time is short, and that the great trivialities of life will only wait for me so long.
Billy, take the Scrabble letters out of your mouth, please. It's your turn. Right. Bums is not a proper word.
Is. Bums.
Yeah, very grown up. Sissy, what have you got?
W-I-L-L. Why?
Keep playing.
Right, my turn.
Nick.
Matt called. I flew back. I want to help. How is she?
Shut. The kids are here. Come.
Jen, Billy's cheating again.
Uncle Nick. Hey.
Ooh, you grew.
Mum said you two idiots split up. Sissy!
A cup of tea?
I'll make it.
Jen, can I have more pizza?
Finish what you've got, mate.
Your phone, Jen.
Nip, can you grab it?
Here's Matt.
Oh.
That's good. Can I have some more pizza, what? Please?
No. Oh, I wanted that.
Wait.
Yep.
How many have you had?
Okay, but we're on our way.
For two.
Okay, team, coats on. That's your dad. He wants you.
Come on.
Let's go.
It's time.
Oh, here they are.
Nana, have you been crying?
No.
Okay, listen, my loves. Mummy has her eyes closed, but she can still hear you, so you can tell her you love her.
I hate her! I hate her for getting cancer!
Sissy! Don't you dare say that! She's your mummy! She's my little girl!
Okay, come on, everyone.
Come on.
I want to see her, but I don't know what to say.
I'm just going to say goodbye.
Jen, you're shivering. Are you all right?
I don't think I'll ever be all right again. Nick, tell me she hasn't gone.
We need a stiff drink.
No, I'm not drinking.
Jen, talk to me.
I know this is about the worst time to break it to you, but...
But what? What?
I'm having a baby. And yes, it's yours. It's ours.
Oh, my God. My God, Jen, why didn't you tell me? My darling. Oh, my baby.
Love of mine, someday you will die, but I'll be close behind.
Sissy couldn't say goodbye, so she sang for her mum. Lizzie's favourite song. Disbelief hung like a damp blanket over the congregation. A mother too young to lose a child. Children too young to lose a parent. A hollow-eyed widower. Friends wondering where their shared history had gone. Nothing good comes of it. Just for the beloved deceased. The absence of pain.
Jen, this is unbearable. I'm surprised the kids are here.
They wanted to come.
Does that make it any better?
Since nothing makes it better.
Oh my God, look. Lizzie's date of birth isn't on the order of service.
It's what she wanted.
So go on, how old was she really?
How old? Not really old enough.
As Matt and the children stood by the grave and we all looked down into the dark, dark earth, Matt read Lizzie's poem. Her last farewell.
I count my blessings. I am lucky and skillful. Happiness glistens in my life like jewels under lights. I have a talent for finding, seizing, holding on to joy. Friends and family are too small as words for this perfect harvest. The parting is bitter though.
Sometimes in the darkest hours. Pre-dawn, I hear taxi engines churning. Maybe a cab to the airport, such as used to come for me. And I think it's time for me to head to a more unknown destination,
Slim again, furred and painted, I will slip into the back and catch the driver's eye. What time do we need to be there, he says. Any time now, I say. Any time now.
Then I'll follow you into the dark.
Several months later, I found myself in another hospital.
Can I hold her, Auntie Jen?
Yep, yep. Come and sit on the bed.
She is beautiful. Any thoughts on her name?
Well, Nick wanted Ferrari.
Cool.
Thanks, mate.
And I was keen on Stardust.
Aww.
Yeah.
But in the end, we made a unanimous decision.
She's going to be called Elizabeth. Our own little Lizzie.
Oh, yeah. She definitely sounds like a Lizzie.
In Goodbye, Lizzie was played by Olivia Colman and Jen by Natasha McAlone. Matt was Darren Boyd, Nick, John Sim, and Pat was Alison Steadman. Sissy was Seren Deeks, Billy was Ezra Banks Badil, and Maddie was Harley Bird. Suze was Olivia Poulet, Sean was Christopher Simon, Nurse Dawn, Judy Flynn, Mr. Sims, Zubin Vala, Mr. Harris, Sean Murray, and the Doctor was Joel McCormack. The vocalist was Dolly Banks Badil and instrumentalist Peter Bakey. Other parts were played by Morwenna Banks and members of the cast. Goodbye was written by Morwenna Banks with additional material by Deborah Keeley. The director was Heather Lama. Goodbye is dedicated to Deborah, Vicky and Bethany.
If you'd like to receive our newsletter with full details of the week's radio dramas, just search for BBC Radio Drama Newsletter.